Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
...2024 Atlantic Hurricane Outlook released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Thursday is one for the record books.
The forecast for named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes is the highest NOAA has ever issued for the May outlook.
Oh no, what will we do?
Between 17 and 25 storms are forecasted to form between June 1st and November 30th.
You just say forecast, by the way.
Of those storms, 8 to 13 could become hurricanes, 4 to 7 of which could strengthen into major hurricanes, Category 3 or greater.
There's an 85% chance of an above normal season.
Yeah, the past tense forecast is just forecast. but people, it's in 10 years, 20 years, nobody will care anymore because they'll just do it the other way. So here's the thing. We get this every year. We get this forecast of how intense or non-intense is the season going to be. I'm sure I've said this before, so if you've heard me before say this, I apologize, but what's the word I want? I don't care. Like, here's why. Because what I care about, and maybe I'm weird, okay, but what I care about is whether Pensacola's going to get a storm. I mean, I care vaguely about whether, you know, Galveston is going to get a storm. I care vaguely about whether, you know, Biloxi or New Orleans is going to get a storm. I care sort of because it's our state about, you know, Miami. I care vaguely because it's a territory about Puerto Rico. You know, I care. We're going to have a weird one that's going to come up the wrong side and, you know, go to Sarasota or Tampa or something. But really what I care about is whether one's coming here. And we don't know whether one's coming here. So in a year where there's maybe going to be a greater number of storms, and maybe there's going to be a greater than average number of named storms, what does that tell me that I need to know? Nothing. And, by contrast, in a year where there's, you know, very few storms predicted, oh, the conditions are calm, everything's no big deal, what does that tell me? Well, you mean Pensacola won't get a storm? Ah, we're not saying that. You know, can't promise you. Got to be ready just in case. Oh. So what difference does this make for me? Nothing. Exactly. It's like the vaguest, weirdest sort of, there's scary stuff a-coming. Or, there's a little bit less scary stuff a-coming. And again, and maybe I'm weird. Feel free to disagree with me. Do you find it interesting? Because, I mean, a lot of times the forecast is not correct. I mean, it's weather, okay? It's hard to get it right. It strikes me as the illusion of information because it's not particularly reliable. And by the way, don't misunderstand. Storm tracking and forecasting has become, even in the 10 years I've been doing this job, okay, has become significantly more reliable. So kudos to forecasters and weather people for improving their art all the time. That said, it's often like this kind of stuff. I mean, we might get 25 named storms. We might get 10. You know, when will we know? Well, in November. You know, that's when we'll know. So will there be one here? Will it be a major? Will it be not a major? Nobody knows. And since that's the kind of information I want, I don't understand the value of this news story. That's it. This is me complaining about a story that everybody treats like it's significant information, and maybe I'm wrong, you know, but the philosopher logician behind this microphone says, I don't care what they predict. Because it's not right a lot, and because it doesn't tell me what I really need to know, which is, but what about Pensacola? And the answer is, we don't know. To which I say, then I don't care. Except in some vague sense that I prefer there to be fewer storms because I don't want my fellow human beings to suffer as much as possible. 437-1620, 437-1620. It is Memorial Day. Reverent, thankful, appreciative, honoring. These are all appropriate words to say. Just keep in mind, and I only say this because I know sometimes people get this wrong, and it's just one of these things that if you don't know, you don't know, and that's why we sometimes say stuff, that Memorial Day is to honor the departed. It is specifically to honor those who died in the service of this country. It is not, you know, I mean, you can still tell somebody who's in the military, thank you for your service, but Memorial Day is not for them. If you can talk to them, it's not for them, okay? And do keep in mind that for, you know, I mean, one of the things about Memorial Day that I think is very useful for civilians like me is our connection to military loss and to just the cost of the military endeavor is, it's very easy not to be aware. It's very easy to live your life and think nothing of it. And if there's anything that this day is a reminder of, it's that not only for the families who have lost, but for the members of the military who have known people who have been lost and how poignant and painful it is for them. And that, you know, those losses are very, very deep. And that it's just, it's a useful thing to remember. And that's not more on Memorial Day, but it's a way of reminding us to pay attention to that a little bit more. You follow? 716 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are not seeing any major slowdowns on the roadways this morning. If you're heading down Palafox Street, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic building up in between Tahar and Cervantes this morning. Other than that, Pace and Milton, you are looking good and clear into Pensacola. And Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are looking clear all the way over US 98 into the town this morning. If you're heading out to the beach right now, you are good to go all the way out to the beach over both bridges. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, the only traffic is a little bit of traffic by Park East because it's Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So, but that's not any kind of surprise. 716 here on News Radio Pensacola. If you haven't checked into the value of Pensacola State College, it really is amazing. And, you know, we had two boys go through PSC, and, you know, we'll see if it makes sense for the third one. It probably will. He's just not quite old enough yet. But we had two boys who took 3 years of dual enrollment. That means that you get to go to college while you go to high school. You get credit for high school, but you also get college credit, and it's free. Okay, so your books and your tuition are covered. And, you know, you get acclimated to the university setting, your PSC, which is a little bit more accommodating, you know, as an institution because they deal with a lot of non-traditional learners, a lot of dual enrollment students. You know, you can pick and choose your – there's a lot of course sections available so you can work with a time schedule. There are a lot of different professors available because – you know, so you can pick the professors that you like or have heard good things about, you know, very accommodating in that regard. And like I said, my boys went to university as, you know, 1.5 years in because as, you know, working on their engineering degrees, they're going to come out in 2.5 years because they got so much credit at PSC. And it was a really good opportunity, especially for us as a homeschool family where they hadn't had much classroom experience. And so this is a really, really good thing for them. So I recommend it. You know, we got locations in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Here's today's strength for life. Memorial Day is much more than mattress sales, barbecues, and the Indy 500. While each of those things add to the festive nature of the three-day weekend, Memorial Day is our opportunity to honor people who've made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. During our country's Civil War, over 600,000 soldiers gave their lives. During World War I, over 130,000 American soldiers died. And in World War II, 405,399 American soldiers gave their lives in that global conflict. It is to them that we all have a great debt. And it is on this day especially where we want to preserve their memory and commemorate their life. It's a Christ-like thing to sacrifice your life for the sake of others. Jesus died so that others could live. Take time this Memorial Day to commemorate the lives of fallen American soldiers, but also take time to reflect on the gracious sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for sinners such as us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
I don't know, sir. It's
what is it, soldier?
Well, I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie, don't surf!
Good morning, 722 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a beautiful morning out. It always weirds me out a little bit when we have holiday broadcasts because we come in an hour later, and as a result, the sun is up when I'm driving in, and that always makes me feel like I have done something wrong. Like, I don't, what's happening? This is weird. I'm sitting at home watching TV before I come in for the show, which is typically how I spend my, you know, half hour to an hour before I'm on the air, and you know, watching the news and getting caught up and just making sure I didn't miss anything from yesterday that's worth hearing. And it's always odd when I'm sitting there on the couch watching the TV, drinking my coffee, like, there's a light coming in the front door. What's going on? What's up with that? 722, David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
An actor known for his work on the daytime soap opera General Hospital has been shot and killed in Los Angeles. 37-year-old Johnny Wachter died on Sunday. He was shot apparently after leaving a job he had as a rooftop bartender. Then he came across a group of men that were attempting to steal a catalytic converter off of his vehicle. So far, police have not made any arrests in that case.
Yeah, it's a reminder of how that is still going on, apparently. So, yeah, no, that's
still
horrible.
Very prevalent and very dangerous. We are seeing reports of an Israeli airstrike that's killed dozens of people. NBC says that strike hit an area where displaced civilians were sheltering in tents and caused a fire that spread across that camp. The IDF says they had targeted senior Hamas leaders. They're planning to investigate the reports that the fire spread to the civilian camp. And Joseph Newgarden, now the first back-to-back winner of the Indy 500. He stopped his car on the track after winning, climbed through a hole in the fence, and celebrated with the fans.
Nice. Did you watch the end of the race?
I did not.
Oh, it was pretty good. You know, he came from behind, you know, and took over. And, I mean, massive victory in the end, but it was brilliant driving. I did not manage to watch much of the race because I don't watch a lot of things live. And I sat down to watch a little bit last night at 10 o'clock with my five-hour recording of rain coverage.
Nice.
So I managed to catch, you know, the very opening, which, by the way, the Thunderbirds flyover was the kudos I want to give is not particularly for the Thunderbirds. Of course, we love them. But for the coverage on NBC, because, you know, a lot of times when there's an event and they do a flyover, it's kind of like, oh, there's flyover. Now back to, you know, like it's the smallest amount of film. And this was approaching the stadium. They had the in-air shot. Then in the stadium, they had the shoom flyover, which was very well done. And then afterwards, they had a side shot from them with smoke on all the way through to where they were smoke off. I mean, it was, gosh, I don't know. It was a good 15 seconds worth of, you know, maybe almost 30 seconds worth of coverage for the Thunderbirds. I'm like, why don't we get that for the Blue Angels? No, but I mean, usually it's such poor coverage of the flyover. So I thought that was, you know, kudos to NBC for showing me what I actually wanted to see, which was that. So, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:25 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Anything? Anything at all?
Not really.
That's
not
good,
really,
though, right?
Morning. Yeah, it's great. If you're on Cervantes Street, you can expect to see a little bit of backup at the intersection with A Street there. Other than that, not really seeing too much on the roadways this morning. Pace and Milton, you are clear all the way into Pensacola. Woodbine and Chemukla are looking clear this morning. And if you were heading out to the beach, you shouldn't expect to see any major traffic. That's for right now. Can't promise later today it's going to stay.
Promise
that way.
Me for later today, Jimmy.
Absolutely not. I learned my lesson the hard way not to do that. So, if you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
This Jimmy on the fives is so commitment averse. He won't tell me anything I really want to know, which is, what's it going to be like at noon, Jimmy? Tell me that.
No clue.
All right, fair enough. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, deciding where to go, you know, what to buy, what you like, whatever, go to Frontier Motors. They have a great selection of good quality used cars, cars you can count on, cars that are almost new, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. You know, we became customers of theirs, not because they were advertisers on the station. I mean, they were, you know, I didn't represent them back then. I mean, I knew Dave Ramsey recommended them and I knew who they were. I knew Ivan. But, you know, we went there for the weirdest of reasons. They had a car we wanted that we wanted to test drive because we weren't going to buy a car just yet, 6 months out. But our old minivan was going and we needed to get a new one, but not yet. We went because they were the only place we could find a test drive what we thought we would eventually want to buy, a Honda Odyssey. And they had it. We drove it. We loved it. They told us a price. We're like, that's good. Can you work on it a little bit? And they said, yeah. I'm like, okay. Can you give us a day? And they said, yeah. And I said, can you come down again? And they said, yeah. I said, well, can we buy it? Because it was such a good price for exactly the right vehicle that we wanted, even the color we wanted. So it was crazy. We just bought it because they had what we wanted. And that's the point. They have a great selection. Okay, very easy to buy from. Great selection. If they don't have exactly what you want, they'll go find it. Chances are they do because they just have so many, 300 different cars on the lot at any moment. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. In guess who is still angry news? Guess who is still angry she's not the president? You want to take a guess at this one, Jimmy? Say Hillary Clinton. Yeah, Hillary Clinton is still angry. Interesting story in the New York Post. She continues to explain why she lost the 2016 election. She's writing, there's another book, either by her or about her. Really? Are people buying these books? She says it's basically due to women. Women failed her because she's not perfect. In the book, she says, I just think that most of us who support the rights of women, talking about the Dobbs decision, I just think that most of us who support the rights of women and privacy and the right to make these difficult decisions yourself, you know, we just couldn't believe what was happening. And as a result, they slowly, surely, and very effectively got what they wanted, meaning pro-lifers, you know, people like me. Our side was complacent and kind of taking it for granted and thinking it would never go away. I agree. I think that's true. Many pro-lifers even maybe thought that it would never change. But look, the status quo, it's always easy to be seduced into thinking it'll persist forever. That's true of anything. You know, it's easy to believe that America will always be number one. It's easy to believe that, you know, you'll always have abortion access or that it'll be regulated by the states or, I mean, pick any issue. It's easy to think that, you know, I don't know, the economy would be good or that inflation would be higher, that inflation would be low or that there will be wars or there won't be wars. Or, you know, it's very easy to think that whatever, especially if it's something that you like, it's very easy to take it for granted. Married people? See, you know, very easy to take for granted. So you got to always keep working for the things that you want to have happen, either to persist the thing that you like already or to accomplish the thing that you wish were a little bit different. So I love this book. It's going to be about the 2016 election. That is so 8 years ago. So the move in part, she's also blaming Jim Comey, remember, for sort of announcing that he was having an investigation into her, and that was extremely careless. But once that came out, you know, the voters who left me, the women left me because they were uncertain about me. They left me because, quote, they just couldn't take a risk on me because as a woman, I'm supposed to be perfect. You women are unfair. You're sexist. You don't know it. You're sexist. You treated her with a different standard than you did with President Trump. They were willing to take a risk on Trump, who had a long list of, let's call them flaws. Is that okay? To illustrate his imperfection because he was a man. So you voted for him because he was a man and didn't vote for her because she was a woman. And they could envision a man as president and commander in chief. Okay. I'm not sure what she's trying to accomplish with all of this. To make herself feel better? To make other people feel worse? To, I don't know, get a gig as complainer in chief? I'm not really sure what this is supposed to accomplish, but I guess I kind of feel sorry for her, actually.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Children among the dead in horrible storms in Texas.
7 people are confirmed dead, around 100 injured. This is the deadliest tornado to hit Texas since 2015. And among the dead, a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Valley View, Texas, about an hour north of Dallas. 19 people perished in storms in the Midwest and South. Those storms are marching to the East Coast. President Biden will lay a wreath later this morning, tombing the unknown soldier, honoring the men and women who gave their lives for our freedoms. And the Navy Northeast Band on Fox Square this morning, playing Anchors Away, the fight song of the U.S. Naval Academy. The Israeli government reports their initial findings, reports show Rafah civilians died in a fire that broke out from the Israeli airstrike on Hamas chiefs. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 80 degrees and mostly cloudy this morning. Well, 2 more drug houses shut down by the Escambia Sheriff's Office this month. That makes 24 so far this year.
I appreciate that the authorities are working, you know, on cracking down on things that make a community unsafe.
That woman talking with Channel 3, she lives near a home on Gardenia Circle that was recently targeted by law enforcement. Another home on the 400 block of Rumax, also raided by the Sheriff's Office SWAT team and narcotics unit this month. Multiple drugs, guns, and cash all recovered by investigators. And after these raids, the sheriff's office put up their infamous "This drug house is closed" signs in front of the properties. Well, on this Memorial Day, remembering our fallen troops, flags placed over the weekend at Barrancas National Cemetery. The placement ceremony happened with scouts, veterans, Patriot Guard members, and, of course, active duty servicemen and women. We all took a pause to remember the fallen. Commissioner Jeff Burgash among the attendees. He shared photos of that event on his online blog. Commissioner Burgash made those remarks at the ceremony. His brother Judge Gary Burgash gave an invocation. A Pensacola man among 3 people hurt in a wrong-way crash that happened in Okaloosa County on Friday. It happened on I-10 eastbound about 10:30 that night. FHP says the Pensacola man had entered the interstate going westbound in the eastbound lanes, then hit a Dodge Charger head-on. That vehicle driven by a 21-year-old Texas man. After hitting the Charger, the Pensacola man's SUV then rotated and hit an F-150 driven by a 65-year-old Crestview man. The Pensacola man was flown to the hospital with serious injuries. The Texas man taken to the hospital by ambulance. The Crestview man was treated at the scene. FHP says the investigation into that crash is still ongoing. Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay is now reportedly resigned from her position as an attorney with the city of Pensacola. According to Channel 3, the city says Lindsay told them that her duties as mayor of Milton was interfering with her ability to continue working with them. Lindsay has recently been involved in much controversy, with the city council voting to sue her over not releasing public records. And we're about a week away now from World Ocean Day. That'll happen on June 8th. There's a big event being planned by the Perdido Chamber of Commerce to mark the day. They'll be having a free event at Public Access Number 4. That's near the Crab Trap. It'll start at 7:30 that morning. Again, that's on June 8th and last until later that afternoon. The event will include free beach yoga, story time for kids, cleanup activities on the beach, and they'll have vendors and ocean experts on hand as well. The International Criminal Court facing criticism from both sides of the aisle now after pursuing arrest warrants for top Israeli officials over the war in Gaza. Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz says the move by the ICC was politically motivated.
This is totally political. The ICC is irrelevant. They have no jurisdiction. We might as well call them the Harry Potter Ministry of Magic.
And Congressman Moskowitz was on Fox News Sunday. He says there's no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. 7:35 now, News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you're coming in from Pace or Milton, you're clear all the way into Pensacola this morning. Cantonment, you are clear all the way on South Highway 29 into town this morning. And we are looking clear all the way to the beach if you're heading out that way this morning. So you shouldn't expect any delays or slowdowns. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Save big during Craftsman Days at Lowe's. It's your chance to save on the Craftsman products you need to get the job done, because Craftsman has what you need to do it all. Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows home improvement. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a very warm day for Memorial Day. Temperatures warming up into the upper 80s and low 90s. With the humidity, temperatures will feel more like the mid-90s to 100 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. 40% chance of rain. A few storms could be strong. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the mid-70s. And by Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now in Pensacola, 81 degrees. 80 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton, and looks like the sun is peeking out. 7:36, next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Many drivers are choosing between a hybrid or an electric vehicle for their next car, and cost is a big factor. But it's not just about the upfront price anymore. Customers are weighing their driving habits, how long they plan to own the car, likely costs over time, and where they live when determining whether to buy an EV or a hybrid. Auto companies have moved to a message of consumer choice as EV sales remain sluggish, and they push back plans to aggressively roll out electric models. Meanwhile, the number of fast charging stations for electric vehicles continues to rise. A recent report from Anderson Economic Group says the number of EV fast charging stations increased by 47% nationally last year. AEG says also that as of April 2nd, there were about 9,200 DC fast charging stations around the country. The markets are closed for the holiday, but will reopen tomorrow morning. That's Your Money Now.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Thursday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach.
In Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key.
On News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
As Mr. Messick, it's not my responsibility to identify what public records you have in your possession. I only have access to city emails. I know of several individuals on that list that I requested that use private emails. So at this point, unless you'd like to make a public record request of your own, regarding how many city emails have sent emails to your personal emails, I would recommend that you use your own good faith, best judgment, to search for your public records.
I have done that, sir.
So, this business about public records, Alex Andrade is the first voice you heard there, talking to Jimmy Messick, the husband of Teresa Messick, who, you know, they're the subject of a public records request that Alex has requested. And trying to get information about all kinds of things related to, you know, for example, particularly Mayor Heather Lindsay and former city clerk Don Molinaro. But essentially, you have cell phone text messages and email communications from the private email address of Mayor Heather Lindsay to a variety of individuals: Lauren Cooper, Pam Mitchell, Mike Cusack, Marilyn Farrow, David Farrow, Chance John Meyer, Renee John Meyer, Teresa Messick, Jimmy Messick, Sherry Chapman, Robert Leake, Tom Powers, and Joy Powers. And also related to Teresa Messick and the possibility that she was using her husband's email address, because she says she doesn't use email, between, again, a lot of those same people and her. And this question of what is or is not a public record, and Jimmy Messick saying, I've done everything you asked. I've given you, I've tried. I looked through my private emails to see if there's any keyword Teresa in there, and I haven't found anything.
Say that they.
So he's that's where he's at.
I had searched for every name that was on that list, and this is the only one that I came up dealing with Teresa.
Mr. Messick, as I explained to you in my email to you today that you did not include in your packet, I did not ask you to only produce records with the keyword Teresa in them. I asked you to produce public records.
In the request you sent today?
No. Previously, I explained that the keyword Teresa wasn't the get-out-of-jail-free card. I asked you to produce public records previously, and it appears that you only produced emails of public records with the keyword Teresa in them.
Well, that's who you were asking for the request from.
Having a magic word in an email does not make one email a public record and one email not.
I didn't say that they did.
It's anything related to city business makes it a public record, whether it has the keyword somewhere in it or with, you know, he's calling the magic word, Teresa in it. That does not matter, right?
I'm Powers, Milton, Florida, and as I stated Tuesday night, I am still in the process of trying to go through 10 months of emails and communications with 13 people. This is not a quick process, in spite of what Mr. Andrade says. I am working to comply. I will get the submission turned in.
Tom Powers is another one of the people that is, you know, this had come up in terms of the reappointment to boards, okay? And Alex had raised the question of just, hey, you know, we've got public records requests out there and people are not complying with them. And if people who are going to be on these public boards do not comply with public records requests, that's really an indication they shouldn't be on the board because they're not doing their job of complying with the Sunshine Law. And Tom Powers was one of the people. Jimmy Messick was another one of these people. And, you know, Teresa Messick was another one. And so this kind of culture-wide issue of refusal or unwillingness to cooperate was kind of what Alex Andrade was getting at. Whether that is an accurate description of things, you know, that's another matter. But that's what he was saying is...
Again, this is why I bring up the culture of noncompliance being endemic. There's no previous precedent that applies. There's no bandwidth to act put out by a public records request.
As in, if you ask, people have to give it. It's not like, oh, God, I got to give public... Well, it's a basic component of being a public servant if you're on any of these boards.
The cardinal rule of responses to public records requests is just an evidence of good faith attempt to comply in a reasonable amount of time. Acting put out as a public servant about one of your responsibilities as a public servant raises concerns about good faith compliance.
You may not want to give public records. You may not want to turn over the text messages on your cell phone, but you do. Because if it's about public business, then it's a public record. Tom Powers again.
Do you have any proof that we are not acting in good faith to gather the information for you?
The amount of angst and complaints and public wailing and gnashing of teeth, yes, raises actual real concerns about simple good faith compliance with a simple public records request.
And I've told you that I am attempting to comply.
And by the way, since this meeting, Tom has produced a bunch of public records, by the way.
There is one person on that list, however, that you sent to us that you will not get anything from. Whether there's anything responsive or not, Florida Statute 90.54 says spousal communications are off limits. Communications with my wife are not going to fly. And just for the record, there is nothing responsive anyway.
Mr. Powers,
however, it's by making that statement,
you're proving that you're not going to comply in good faith.
No, I'm telling you the Florida state law says that you cannot ask for communications with my wife.
Mr. Powers, if you simply reviewed the Florida Government and the Sunshine Manual and not the rules of evidence that are not applicable to public records law, you just cited a rule of evidence to try and get out of complying with the Public Records Act.
Are you telling me that public records are not evidence of what you're asking for?
They're not. They're just public records.
Let's move on.
This is not a combative process. It should not be treated as a combative process. Mm-hmm.
I'm not being combative. You're making it combative because I've told you I intend to comply.
Well, he just told him he wasn't going to comply because part of the records request is for Tom's communications with Joy Powers about public business, and he's completely wrong. There is no spousal exclusion for the Sunshine Law. That's why, for example, Jeff Bergosh's texts with his wife related to Ramey Edler and the termination of her agreement with the city, with the county of Escambia, is a public record. Because it's about, you know, if it's about a public matter, then it's a public record. It doesn't matter whether it's with your wife. And what he's getting at is in court, rules of evidence that there might be an exclusion for spousal communications. That is fundamentally different. If, you know, two spouses don't have a special sunshine exclusion just because they're both in some capacity operating underneath the city of Milton. We'll come back to this in a second because it does get kind of entertaining after this. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are starting to see traffic build up a little bit all over town this morning, particularly in downtown. So if you're driving on North 9th Ave, you can expect to see some build up on Gregory Street and Chase Street and Chase Street and Bayfront Parkway heading out to the beach this morning. Looks pretty clear all the way to the beach. Just seeing some traffic building up right outside of that Cafe Bistro and Hilton, Pensacola Beach there, and then on the Navarre Beach Causeway building up as you enter the beach as well. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the mild drama so far in the city of Milton, but still drama because people are frustrated about public records requests. And what's also funny about this is that some of the folks who are the most frustrated about this have been the most prolific requesters of public records. Not necessarily the ones who've been speaking so far, but other folks that are complaining about this and online complained about it and show up to the meeting to complain about it. Pam Mitchell.
Since the meeting the other night, Mr. Andrade has made request of Mr. Messick, which everybody could tell he's trying to fulfill. Mr. Messick was disparaged the other night. Mr. Andrade owes him an apology instead of a smirk.
It's always what Alex's face is doing.
Councilman Jarrett and Councilman Cusack, you can get your heads together tonight and reappoint Mr. Messick. And that's what y'all need to do as a show that you're not going to let Attorney Andrade turn this into a circus, because that's what he's doing.
The idea there is that in order to be reappointed, you have to have agreement about the two council members who represent that ward, and they do not agree about this, at least not yet.
I take exception to
this is Marilyn
the two
Farrow.
Council members who proposed advertising a vacancy for Mr. Power's seat. That is not what the policy stipulates. The policy, as I understand it, stipulates that if he's interested in being reappointed, he simply has to indicate that to us.
And by the way, the idea here is if you have people on board, this is something Scott Collins was trying to kind of clean up, and it's a problem for all of your city and county kind of issues, is when people serve on boards and their term expires, are they automatically reappointed? Do they have to ask to be reappointed? Do you go through an open solicitation process where other people can apply for the job or not? These are all different ways of doing it. And she's objecting to making it an advertised opening because if people want to keep serving, let them keep serving is kind of her view.
That is what he has done. There's no need to advertise it. He's already said that he will. He wants to be reappointed. So what am I missing here?
If that were the case, just my only point on that would be that would mean that the appointment is potentially for life. For anyone who is appointed and then decides, I'd like to serve again, they would automatically be reappointed, and they could do that for an indefinite period of time.
Right, which is the problem with just saying people can re-up their own appointment at their discretion unless somebody objects, because what probably is a better way to do it is say, hey, this appointment is going to expire in 6 months. Is anybody interested? Or in a month, is anybody interested? Now, one of the problems you also have on a lot of these boards is it's hard to find people to fill them and then show up. A lot of these boards, not necessarily in Milton particularly, but generally across the two county area, and this is true everywhere, it's hard to find people who want to be on them. It's hard to find people who on them will show up and participate. You don't get quorum, and sometimes that's an issue as well. Okay, so all of this was kind of backdrop to get to the, because remember, this issue of public records has been a big thing. This is part of the reason that Heather Lindsay is, you know, they're going to court against her in order to force her to disclose the public records that Alex Andrade says she has not disclosed to this point, about a whole host of things related to her interactions with some of these people and regarding Scott Collins and everything else. And Teresa Messick, another one of the people that they're trying to find public records related, you know, what she has as public records. But unfortunately, she says,
I wanted to address Alex. I don't have an email. I've never had an email. I've said many times, I do not have an email. Never have had an email. I do not have any access to Jimmy's email account. So what they do is they drop it off when somebody is in my area and they put it on my porch so I know the agenda for the board.
So for her board meetings, they print out an agenda and throw it on her porch. Which is kind of an, I don't know. It's a, I mean, that's how you do it when you don't have an email, I guess. But remember, the question had been whether Jimmy's private emails had her communications on them, whether she was using his email or not, and therefore whether there might be public records on there related to her board as opposed to his.
So I do not have an email and never have had an email.
Ms. Messick, do you exchange text messages with any of the individuals listed on the public records request?
Have I exchanged
text messages?
I don't have anything.
And that wasn't my question, ma'am. Do you exchange text messages with any of the individuals about the city of Milton?
Are you cross-examining me?
I'm just asking a simple question.
Yeah, he posed a question.
Randy Jorgensen, it's just a question, ma'am.
Yeah.
Carnival.
Meetings. Reminders. That's it.
Those are public records, Ms. Messick.
Yeah.
So those.
Alex has said, so you exchange text messages about meetings and in city business. Those are public records. And she says, no, they're not. Yeah, they are. That's text, emails, the fact of a phone call, a letter. You know, all of that is a public record.
Reminders. That's it.
Those are public records, Ms. Messick.
Yeah.
So those text messages, again, as it relates to the public records, text messages are public record if they're regarded to city business, but that's not the purpose of this discussion.
And yeah, Randy's continually trying to move them past all of this and, you know, not being all that successful at it.
Ms. Messick, have you not already told the clerk that you have no text messages to produce and just admitted at the podium that you have public record text messages to produce?
I don't have any text messages in reference to city information. I do not. So if you have those, sir, please provide those.
Thank you.
Because the clerk was trying to get those, and she says she doesn't, and then does she? Well, you know, this is the issue. So when Alex says there is a culture of resistance, an endemic culture of resistance to producing records of complying with the Sunshine Law, I mean, I think he's right. There really is. And, of course, the problem is that if people are breaking this law, they're not producing records when asked in a timely manner, that's illegal. Like, that's not just ethics violation stuff. Like, that's potentially something the state attorney could act on. And isn't yet, that we know of. But should, because if they're breaking the law and there's a crime and there's no consequence for that, then how do we make sure the Sunshine Law is being followed in the city of Milton or the city of Pensacola or the counties of Escambia or Santa Rosa? That is ultimately a question of prosecution, is what has to happen if people are not actually complying with the law. 7:54 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, as always. It's a microcosm, but there's drama whenever you tune in to Milton City Council meetings. 7:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. It's Memorial Day. Yes, we're talking about the city of Milton because there seems to be always something to talk about in the city of Milton. Jimmy has got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, not seeing too much on the roadways this morning, Andrew. If you're in Pace or Milton, you are clear into Pensacola. Chemukla Highway and Woodbine are all looking good. Coming in from Cantonment, U.S. Highway 29 is looking clear. And if you're heading out to the beach, you are looking pretty good all the way out to the beach this morning. No traffic, no severe traffic building up yet. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jim's Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jim's Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to the fight for our freedom. Join Jim's Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve our United States military. Jim's Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jimfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Gotta let it get to this part. There you go. 7:58 News Radio Pensacola. David, are you moving over there? You shaking around?
Oh, yeah.
I can play it all day, but I won't. What's going on in the newsroom, David?
No, keep the music going. I'll get. Well, an arrest has been made after a fire attack on a New York subway. That happened yesterday. A man reportedly set a cup of liquid on fire, tossed it at another rider. That set the victim's shirt on fire, burned a third of his body. The suspect now in custody on several charges there. And also, we're learning about the death of a rock legend. Doug Engel, the co-founder of Iron Butterfly, singer of Anagata DeVita, died last Friday at 78. He was the last surviving member of the original band from the late 60s. His family announced his passing on social media but didn't give a cause of death.
To this day, that song is dear to me because my junior 7th or 8th grade, I forget which one it was, Algebra 1 or 2, Ed Gorney, he taught both of us, both of those, used that song and that LP and the duration of the song for us to figure out the length of the track using algebra methods. So I know that song because of algebra.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.